You are listening to Uno Souls Chat. Each week, we chat with an Uno Soul. They are people that are beacons of light in their community. We want to connect all of us together in hope, courage, and love. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? My name is Brigida Toruño, and welcome to Uno Souls Chat. As we are all adjusting to this greatly changed societal situation, I've been called to chat with Uno Souls, and they are people that are beacons of light in our community. We want to connect all of us together in hope, courage, and love. I am honored to be chatting today with Daryl Haley, an Uno Soul. He is the owner and operator of the Daryl Haley Bed and Breakfast, which is located in Luray, Virginia. Welcome, Daryl.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous, and thank you very much for having me here on Uno Soul.
Thank you for being with us. I really appreciate it. And I'd love to know, first off, how have you been doing? How have you been coping through this surreal time of our pandemic?
Well, first, let me just say my condolences to all the people who have lost loved ones to this pandemic. Yeah. It's been a very strange time. It's a very interesting time. Yes. So I want to say that first.
Thank you. That's very kind. Yes.
Now, I have been coping absolutely fabulous. Some things you have that come along in life that you have no control over and you cannot change. So therefore, you understand where you are. You understand what your responsibilities are. And you work within those parameters. And I've been having an absolute ball. I've been doing lots of cooking. I've been doing lots of baking. I've been working with chocolates. I've been learning another language. I've been trying to learn how to play guitar. I mean, so it's such a time that you can just stop for a moment and just stop, which is very cool, and do exactly become Uno Soul, really. become Uno Soul.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah, that's wonderful. I love everything that you focused on this year. And do you, I have a little bit of a strange question maybe, but do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Well, I am probably the most introverted, extroverted person you will ever meet.
Okay.
I'm very much of an introvert because I'm at peace with myself. I'm at peace with myself. Yeah. And I'd be the first to tell anybody, I love Daryl Haley. I love Daryl Haley. Yeah.
Wonderful.
I think my faith has a lot to do with it. Yeah. I like spending time in quiet time with God. I enjoy just the whole serenity of just being with self, you know. So I don't have that where I'm fighting something. So I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody. So I like being with self. That's the introvert side of it.
Yes.
On the extrovert side of it, I enjoy sharing with people. I like being around people and I enjoy hearing their experiences. So that's what I say, the most introverted, extroverted person you ever meet.
Okay.
I like my time, but then again, I like being around people.
Yeah. It's interesting because I feel like I'm the same way. I'm definitely an introvert, a learned extrovert, and enjoy people and their stories too, which may be how Uno Souls Chat started. You're right.
Yeah.
But I also found that, you know, during this time of stillness, where like as one collective humanity, we had to go inside and to the stillness, I was somewhat okay with that. You know, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I can be inside get creative, you know. So that's interesting.
I think if most people, because we have the time to do it right now, were to stop and just, you know, go within themselves, they will find a really, really cool person. Most people that I've met are incredibly cool. And they actually, but they question so much about themselves.
Right.
But when you really begin to dig in, man, they are really, really cool and have a lot going on. So
that's right. That's right, yeah. Daryl. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. So we hear that you have a passion for music. and I'd love to hear more about that because I do too. And but we hear that you use that to help veterans and children. So I'd love it if you could tell us more about that.
Well, music. I love music. I love everything about music. Music is one of the things that transcends across all cultures, all continents, and all places. It's the one thing that, regardless of where you are, you drop a beat, Brigida, somebody's going to move.
That's right.
And somebody's going to move.
That's true.
You know, whether you're in an African-American community, a Buddhist, I don't care what community you're in, you drop a beat, somebody's going to move.
That's right. As a Latina, I agree.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to come back to that because there's something that we do with that, which is very critical. But when you look at music, music is the one thing that expresses, and it fills in the voids where words cannot express. So therefore, it does so much. You know, mood can change your bowel rhythms. You know, mood can change, music can change your moods. I mean, music can do so much. So what do I do with it? Mm-hmm. Music is a part of the Veterans Music Therapy Program. To help with PTSD as well as TBI. So PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, yes, as well as traumatic brain injury, as well as other things, the hidden injuries that you cannot see. Yes. Music is a big part of the therapy program. Mm,
yeah.
So we utilize national parks, as well as the Lincoln Memorial, the Grand Canyon, the Sylvan Theater, the Washington Monument here in Washington, D.C., and we bring different genres of music to play and perform for the public. Now, on top of that, we bring in organizations and associations that deal with family members who are dealing with military return personnel with PTSD and those particular injuries. Mm-hmm. So we provide the space, the associations or organizations come in and they're able to disseminate information to a particular family members and assist them in handling the loved one with PTSD.
Nice.
Over the years that we've been doing it, we have actually prevented, because of music, our music has prevented at least 2 suicides where guys were willing to take their life for the military because they just figured it's all over. But the music itself, you know, kind of turned it around. Luckily, we had someone on hand who was part of the Veterans Administration. We were able to talk to the guys, get them help, get them treatment, and things turned out very, very well. But that could have been a disaster in itself, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Now, music again, how do we broaden it out to bigger communities?
Yes.
We did something with music with the Latino community. Oh. Okay? We did Salsa on the Mall.
Ooh.
If you, yeah.
Fun.
We did Salsa on the Mall. So if you look at cultural communities, African-American communities, Latino communities, those are not big communities that go to national parks because there's a feeling of being unwelcome per se. You know, you just call it what it is.
Yes.
Or what's my tie to the national park? Mm-hmm. So we started doing Salsa on the Mall at the Lincoln. It's the biggest salsa party in Washington, D.C. And I'm calling it a party on purpose. We bring in live bands and it's on and popping.
Nice.
But for 5 minutes, we're able to educate over 1,000 to 5,000 Latinos and African-Americans and everyone else about their culture and their connection to national parks.
Very good.
Then they begin to come back to the national parks and visit the national parks, which is great because it's their space.
Exactly.
It's their space. Go visit it and go enjoy it. But yes, we do it every May at Salsa on the Mall.
That's wonderful. Memorial. Very, very nice. Yeah. Well, congratulations. I love all of that, how you just are connecting, you know, the different communities of color with the idea of the national parks. I mean, that's a great thing.
Oh, it's very cool. To see it live is phenomenal.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait until we can do those sorts of things outside again.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, you have had just a like beautiful careers in your life, and you are a former NFL star and you know, a successful business owner and now a bed and breakfast owner as well as a bakery owner. So many wonderful things. I mean, can you please tell us some of your story?
This is kind of corny, but yeah, life is sweet. Life is sweet. Yes. Yeah, I can actually. And I think this is a great platform to do that. Life has not always been that way. It was never a situation where I don't have a hard luck story. Don't let me say that now. I don't have a situation where things that just happened that was totally catastrophic. Mm-hmm. But I was born in South Central LA. I was born in Compton, California.
Okay.
I was born in a place where, you know, it was high gang violence, it was high drug, it was high fighting, it was high crime, you name it, it was happening. It was back in the 60s, man, and, you know, you can get shot for just crossing the street at the wrong time or wearing the wrong colors. So it was all of that. But what it allowed me to do was to develop a level of respect for all people. It allowed me to understand the importance of my faith. It allowed me to understand to have a plan. It allowed me to understand that my only way out of here is through education. Mm-hmm. It allowed me to understand that I can believe in myself and make my own decisions. I don't have to succumb to peer pressure. It allowed me to understand Daryl. It allowed me to say, hey, this is what I want to do, and then this is what I'm going to do. Because once again, this is, at the end of the day, it is America. And so if I make a plan and go for it, I can.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I chose to dive into it. So I graduated from high school at the age of 15. I discovered that teachers needed a syllabus. I didn't need a syllabus. Mm. You need the syllabus. Mm. So I would read ahead. I would jump ahead and do all of that. And then from high school, obviously played football.
Yeah.
I got recruited by the University of Utah and other schools, but I chose to go to Utah because it was a small school back then at the time.
Okay.
And I figured for a 15-year-old, this would be a great place to be. I could handle it and still play.
So wonderful that you were thinking about all of that at that age.
To me, it's not anything unique. It's just willing to say, hey, look, you know, I'm going to go do it. We all have that ability to say, I'm just going to go do it.
Yes.
I think a lot of times we're hesitant because we're afraid of this thing they call failure. Well, if you don't do it, you already failed. So
that's
go
right.
for it.
Yeah, great advice.
Go for it.
Yeah.
And then it just goes on and on. I mean, Anyway, so from there, I go to the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. And once I understood that, you know, hey, they're going to be the ones paying for my education. All I can do is go to class. I don't have to worry about getting beat up or getting chased. So I did my studies. I got a degree in human kinetics as well as in computer science. And then I got drafted by the Patriots, went to Boston, played there for several years, loved it. And then went to Cleveland and finished my career at Green Bay.
Okay. That's wonderful. What an amazing story. Up to there, it's already an amazing story.
It was a fun time.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
Yeah. And so in terms of the NFL career, I was actually, in all honesty, asking my son, because he's a huge sports fanatic and, you know, he knows you. And I was like, son, you know, what could I ask about that's NFL? And so, you know, so he's thinking of the ages, right, in terms of the 60s, 70s, playing football. And he said, you know, Mom, there's a big difference. And he's in his 30s now. And he said, there's a big difference, he said, I believe, in terms of the safety of the players.
Yes.
How they were treated several years ago versus now. I mean, in terms of getting concussions, right? is that something that that you have seen a difference in?
As far as the concussion protocol?
Yeah.
It's a big difference in it now. Back then it was like, did you get a concussion?
Uh-huh.
And they may hold you out of practice or, you know, something like that. You may hold you out of a game. But, you know, your well-being was important.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas today, if you get pretty much just a good hit,
mm-hmm.
You have to go through percussion protocol, go get the examinations. So they are trying to take better care of the players for the long-term health of their well-being. Yeah.
Mm, good. Good. Yeah. Did you ever get a concussion?
I think maybe one or two.
I guess it's inevitable as a player.
I know I got one for sure, but here's the thing about concussions, right? Anybody can get a concussion. There's more young women who are playing soccer and field hockey who get concussions than guys who are playing football.
I see.
If you have a kid playing little league football, they're bound to get a concussion, and here's why. The way that the brain itself sits inside the skull, it sits inside of a fluid, so therefore you cannot stop it from bouncing around. If a little kid falls and just bumps his or her head on the ground, the brain is going to hit the front of the skull, the back of the skull, the side of the skull, it's going to get bruised. You got a concussion. So really, there is no way to stop a concussion because you cannot hold the brain in a stable place. Right. All you can do is lessen the impact of one's head trauma.
Yeah, that's very insightful. Thank you for that information. Now, I suffered a minor traumatic brain injury or a concussion 2 years ago. I guess that's why, you know, when my son brought that up, I was like, oh, okay, I'll ask him. So yeah. 2 years ago, I fell. It wasn't in a very, you know, pretty place. I mean, I was bowling, of all things. I slipped and fell backwards. And the second anniversary was just a couple days ago, which is why it's very much on my mind. Because there is a little bit of PTSD that happens, you know, right when it's the anniversary of a date like that. But it took me 8 months to recover. I wasn't able to work, I wasn't functioning. It was one of the scariest times in my life.
A head blow, especially a traumatic head blow, is not something that somebody can recover from very quickly. Especially, you know, you're going to have, you know, light sensitivity, your eyes, your head, migraines. So then you begin to ask the question, how does people who play sports recover so fast versus a normal person?
Right. That's right. Yeah. And I couldn't imagine being put back into any sort of sports game, you know, a week after that. But anyways, yeah. But so, I'm glad it seems like you recovered from your concussion whenever that happened. And that's always a blessing to recover. I feel so grateful to have recovered in 8 months, you know, so.
Right. I have definitely been blessed.
Yeah. Great. I was wondering, how have you continued to be successful in the bed and breakfast business through this COVID environment? And even a little question of before that, how did you get into the bed and breakfast world?
How did I get into it?
Yeah.
The bed and breakfast world has always been very fascinating to me, on one side. Mm-hmm. The other side, as I said earlier, probably the most introverted, extroverted person you're ever going to meet. So therefore, the bed and breakfast is definitely extroverted type of business. And I like people again. And so back in the early days, I've been doing it for 20 years. You meet some really, really cool, fun, fascinating people.
Yeah.
And you have an opportunity to sit, you know, and you serve them breakfast and you have breakfast. But some of the most enjoyable times about it has always been the fact that I cook breakfast for people. And so, you know, on my website or things, however, I promoted, I never promoted as, you know, a Dura Haley former player. So therefore, you know, people come in and they're expecting somebody else to be fixing breakfast. And here you are, the one fixing breakfast.
Yeah.
And so every now and then you get somebody who actually knows, you know, like, hey, this guy's actually fixing my breakfast. That's a lot of fun.
That's great.
But, you know, Luray itself is where it's located. It's a beautiful town. Mm-hmm. It's right next to the Shenandoah National Park. It's a lot of fun. You can swim, bike, hike, fish, camp. There's a lot going on here. And that's why I chose this particular area. Mm-hmm. But the bed and breakfast industry has been very, very good. And then on the other side of it is that, you know, it works well as far as with, investing, mm-hmm. you know. So it's a beautiful property. It's taking care of itself. I've met some really, really fun people. And then as far as the pandemic itself, you know, I do lots of things still through Zoom or through the internet.
Yeah.
I teach some classes. I've taught classes.
What types of classes?
Oh, chocolate Chocolate deer.
Oh, yeah. And Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Do you have a class coming up?
No, unfortunately, I do not. We're trying to get the production out of the door so people can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Baking classes and things of that nature. So,
nice. Yeah. We'll have to follow your website so that on your Facebook page so that we can find out about your classes. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. It's an absolute blast. And yeah. I would say for most people, in order to survive, you know, I know for myself, when the pandemic first hit, I knew I was going to close the bed and breakfast without a doubt. And right now, I'm even contemplating if I'm going to open it up in 2021. But there's special projects or events that I would do. And so you begin to ask yourself why sometimes, you know, why do I do what I do? What's my biggest purpose? What's my bigger purpose? Because I have been very blessed. And you find out that answer to that why is to give back.
Nice.
And so you look for ways to give back to your community, look for ways to give back to other communities, look for ways to give back to situations that are going to help other people.
Right.
So we would do bake sales and fundraisers. We do chocolate sales and fundraisers. And so in the way it works, you know, we would talk to whomever, maybe even Uno Soul, and say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to bake it. We're going to ship it. And people just order it, and then we ship it out. That's been one way we've been able to sustain, you know, our revenue and things of that nature. Yeah.
Great. That's wonderful. Yeah. What a beautiful thing you're doing for the community to give back is, to me, that's everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we are, you know, I think everybody right now is struggling with certain things. It's a very tough time right now. And I think we have to come together as a community, come together as a country, because we're a very strong, resilient country, you know, come together regardless of your race, color, creed, religious, you know, background, but work together. And I think working together is the one thing that's going to get us through it. But on a more smaller scope, you know, it all starts with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And Daryl, speaking of that, here at Uno Souls, we've designated the month of February as Social Equity Month. And it's important to us that we center the ideals of social equity in our everyday lives, like just like what you're saying. And we all come from different backgrounds and levels of privilege. And what we found to be helpful is using your voice to speak up for others and or to extend a hand behind you and lift up others, which is exactly what you're doing and such a beautiful thing. And so we're interested to hear your thoughts about any experience or maybe a social justice leader that you admire or anything that you'd like to talk about.
I would just say this, you know, I think when it comes to what has been going on, not just today, it's been going on for years, you know, as I said it, and I said it earlier, you know, I originally grew up in Los Angeles, South Central LA, in Compton. So what's happening today was, it was going on back in the 60s, you know,
but
you know,
right.
you had rap groups talking about it. All over the country, but, you know, it was called it gangster rap and people were not hearing it. But now, that being said, some of those things help perpetuate the situation and some of those things help solve the situation.
That's right.
I know in my case, you know, the sheriff's department got involved with athletics and education in our community. So they, you know, they established baseball teams and football teams and study halls and things of that nature. So now the residents of the community get to know the law enforcement. So instead of like, hey, there's another guy who committed a crime or there's a cop who's looking to do some harm, there's Officer So-and-so, the name of them by their name, and then here's Daryl Haley. So you begin to bridge that gap and you begin to humanize the badge and begin to humanize the person. And that made a very, very big difference. But if you want to fast forward today, what we're dealing with, I think there's two major things going on. Yes, you have social justice issues, but you also have economic inequality, you know? And you begin to ask yourself, which one drives which? So until we begin to address the bigger picture of socioeconomic inequality, I think this thing is going to keep moving for a minute. some things just have to change. You know, people want opportunities. And they're trained for opportunities and they're prepared for opportunities. But until we solve the gap or diminish the gap of economic inequality, you know, it's going to be an interesting situation, an interesting road.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you very much for your insight. It's very valuable. And I do feel like each one of us, you know, we have to do our part to keep getting the message out, you know, using our voices and having this move forward. There's a quote from Benjamin Franklin that he said, "Justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are."
Right.
And you know, that quote, I mean, it still applies today, that each one of us, we have to be outraged. It doesn't matter our race, our color, or anything. I mean, each one of us has to do our part.
Right. I mean, you know, you can take, believe me, I'm social justice and racism is at the forefront.
Yes.
But you can take something that's simple, not simple as, because that's not giving it its due, but something as serious as just hunger, you know, child hunger.
Yes.
Unless your child is hungry, you're not sensitive to child hunger in most cases. So to your point, you know, until we all feel the fact that all kids need to eat,
that's right.
we don't give it that much due. And I think that needs to have a little bit of reexamination.
Yeah, you're right. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts and really appreciate that. And Daryl, to switch off a little bit back to your bakery, I see that you are quite an artist too. And so do you have any samples that you can show us of some of the work that you do in your bakery?
I do. I do have a couple. Everything here is done in the artisan fashion. Nothing is mass produced. We don't use chemicals and things of that nature for our preservatives. Mm-hmm. And so what do? We do cookies. We do chocolate chip cookies, oatmeal raisin cookies, and peanut butter cookies. We do cookie sandwiches, all kinds of fun stuff, as well as cakes, pound cakes. I have a lemon citrus. I have a chocolate ganache pound cake, as well as a sour cream pound cake with a lemon glaze.
That sounds great.
All those things are made to order. And then there's some fun things that we do with those even. They could be like small bun cakes. We put all kinds of good things in them, you know, pralines and hazelnut paste, things of that nature that we will make. But now what we're working on, because Valentine's is so close and then Easter is right around the corner, is chocolates.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate, doing chocolate ganache, milk chocolate ganache, white chocolate ganache. There's chocolate everywhere.
You're speaking my language.
There's chocolate and cocoa butter all over the place, you know?
Wow, wonderful.
And so all the different molds are hand-painted, mm-hmm. Which is very, very cool. I put a little bit of artistry into them. So therefore, there's some really attractive colors, some really fun colors that I like to utilize. I do all the painting, and it's hand-painted with a brush. We use, you know, brush, we use toothpicks, we use airbrushes, and things of that nature. And so this morning even, I did two that are going to be going out on Monday, which is kind of fun. And I can show them to you.
Yes, please. Thank you.
So one, which is kind of more of an abstract type piece, is this one here. It has a white backing, and then I use a yellow and a green. So it's like a splash technique, which is kind of fun. It's really a lot of fun to play with.
Can you put it closer to the camera? Oh my gosh, that looks wonderful. Oh, wow. But I want to put it on my wall. I don't want to eat it.
Well, it's funny. It's funny you say that, Virginia. Because I take pictures of each one, and I have actually made postcards out of them, and in some cases have actually made pictures out of them.
Oh, very nice. I can see that.
And people actually, you know, buy them and hang them. But what I do with the proceeds go back into the community for those particular pieces, which is a lot of fun. Yeah. And then this one that I did this morning is a cocoa pot. This is a cocoa pot. That was a lot of fun this morning.
Very nice.
And this was an airbrush technique that I utilized, as well as with a, believe it or not, a toothbrush.
Okay.
You can take a toothbrush and do some really fun things with it. So that one was a lot of fun.
What a creative outlet.
It's really, really cool. And so between now and Monday, we do probably 1,500 pieces to get them out the door, and they'll be shipped out Tuesday morning. Get ready for Valentine's Day.
Wonderful. That's great. Congratulations. What wonderful endeavors that you have.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I just think life is meant to be enjoyed, you know, really. And no, everything is not perfect. Everything is not perfect. But you can make things that you have control over, per se. Make them as perfect as you can for yourself, you know, and you make fun.
Yeah. It's how you go into things, like the attitude that you go into, the intention, right, that you go into things with. It makes a big difference. Yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you so much, Daryl, for taking the time to chat with me. I've enjoyed it so much. I feel like we could talk for hours. You're such an interesting person. That's such a wonderful background. And Daryl, I wondered if you could leave us with some words of wisdom.
Some words of wisdom. Wow. I mean, the things I would always tell anybody, before you judge others, look at yourself. If you look at other people's expectations, expect that of yourself. And at the end of the day, it ain't very complicated, but just love, man. It's just love conquers, you know. I don't have a whole lot of things that I live by as far as these great sayings, but I try to love people and love myself, you know. And usually God will watch over that. He will put in my life who I want or who I need. Mm-hmm. In some cases, he will remove people, you know, that needs to be removed.
That's right.
As long as I have a pure heart, you know, and live the life that he wants me to.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Beautiful words. Very much so. I love everything that you said. It is all about love. And this is a time to be gentle with ourselves. And it's a powerful time to love each other and to unite and to strive to live in peace. And so, again, thank you so much for joining me, Daryl, and I honor the light in you.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much for listening to Uno Souls Chat. Uno Souls Chat is sponsored by Uno Translations and Communications, LLC. You can find us at www.unosouls.com. I would love to hear from you if you would like to chat with me. Please contact me at btaruno@unosouls.com. Have a beautiful week and see you at the next episode.